Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So big Commanders stadium news broke late yesterday. The possibility of the Commanders moving back to Washington, D.C. is becoming more real. No deal is finalized yet, but the two sides are close to a deal worth more than $3 billion to build a stadium at the RFK Stadium site. That's according to NBC for Washington. Mm-hmm. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and the Commanders have preliminary plans in place that involve the team paying for the majority of the costs for the stadium build. The current plans have the money given by the city going towards building up the rest of the 180-acre development.
I think it's awesome news. It's what the fans want. It's open line Thursday. Mm-hmm. You can chime in at 800-636-1067. We also put it up as our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They're the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. You can vote at Junks Radio. Are you pumped for the news? I think almost everybody is. They wanted the team to get back to the RFK site. And I know EB during the break was concerned that it's a small site. I think it's impossible to know what it's going to look like. I think if you had said 20 years ago, we're going to build a baseball stadium where they've built the baseball stadium, you couldn't imagine all the build out.
Well, I know
in the years after.
Look, I'm happy that everyone's happy, and it doesn't mean anything because I'll go to a few games before I die. But it's too small.
You'll go to maybe two or three.
I'll go to a few, but it's too small. You can't even tailgate, and to me, that's a huge part of the experience, especially going to football games. So, you know, when that issue was raised, I mean, we've all always known it's too small. It's been that way forever. Part of the attraction is having all the infrastructure around it and all the restaurants and everything. I just don't see how that area can accommodate all that stuff. So, I mean, it's great that we're playing at the old site, and I'm going to root for them just as hard as ever. But to me,
I think that's what JP's saying. You just don't, you can't envision what it's going to look like. But when it's all, if it happens, it's going to look good.
It'll look great.
Oh, it's going to look amazing.
But you're not going to be able to tailgate, which I think is a big deal.
They'll be true. Maybe they'll have just a small section for that. Who knows? But they'll have a lot of bars and restaurants.
They'll have some. Yep. I don't think there's a ton of room for that surrounding infrastructure that we're used to.
We don't know exactly what it's going to be. But again, what did this place look like 20 years ago? And then 15 years ago, and 10 years ago, and even 5 years ago, it's completely changed because the stadium.
They don't have the space. I mean, I don't think they have the zoning. I mean, you know, I just don't see how
over time I think that'll happen. And look, I mentioned this before. I went to the Intuit Dome,
yeah,
Intuit Arena, whatever it is in LA for UFC, and in front of the arena is amazing.
Yeah,
the inside. There's facial recognition and all this modern stuff. But on the outside, there's kind of a fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might say, well, there's no tailgating, but there were food trucks. I think there'll be something that'll be appealing to some people. Now, the old school tailgaters that want to park their RV and be there for 6 hours, they're kind of screwed. But you're still going to be able to get beer. You're still going to be able to get food. It's probably just going to be more expensive.
I think the big, well, it'll definitely be expensive. The bigger takeaway to me is that
$2.5 billion.
Josh Harris and company are ponying up the majority of the money, it looks like, from the reports for the stadium. And most owners don't do that. Mm-hmm. They're looking for as much public money as possible as they can get. And that doesn't seem to be the case here.
So now, they're saying they're responsible for it, and I'll give them credit. But I believe they're going to get a big portion of it from the NFL. Because doesn't the NFL allocate money to new stadiums?
I think they do, but still, like that's a major commitment by Josh Harris and the owners.
They're still going to have to come out of pocket a decent amount.
Yeah,
sure.
Look, I think Josh Harris, look, Dan Snyder was a local guy who was the owner of the team, but he didn't have this commitment level that Josh Harris has. I think Josh Harris, he's the kid that somehow became a billionaire who remembers going to NFC Championship games at RFK. And his partners are also local guys, and they wanted to bring the team back to RFK.
If Dan Snyder was still the owner of the team, would not be reading this news.
Right, he wouldn't put the money up.
There's no way he'd come out of pocket for that amount of money.
800-636-1067. I don't see how you could possibly see it as bad news that they would come to RFK unless you were super passionate about them being in Landover, Maryland.
Right. And who's super passionate about keeping them at the FedEx
Probably
field
not
site.
Many people, but a lot of people did look forward to going there, like Eric said, and just parking it, getting the cornhole out, getting the grill out. You know,
that's part of the deal.
Yeah, and just partying for 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
I still have to think there's going to be some space for that.
Like, I think so, too.
I have a hard time believing that there will be no tailgating allowed.
No, like, I think you're right.
I feel like at least some of the parking spots that are going to be on site will have some sort of tailgating element. I find it hard to believe that they're just going to say, no tailgating, we're doing away with one of the biggest traditions at basically every NFL city.
Are there people out there who hate it? Now, traffic-wise, you've got some metro access, but you drive past that site all the time. The parkway around there is horrible.
Well, that's where
part
the
of the
money,
$850 million
that's where DC is going to pony up and hopefully improve that infrastructure.
They better start working on it now because they've been working on the GW Parkway for about 2 years, and I don't know when that's ending.
Bring the wrecking ball over and knock over RFK. And I understand that's a long process. You got to get all the permits and the regulations, but that thing's been a freaking eyesore for years.
I mean, I drove right by it the other day, literally next, like 10 feet from it, and that thing is just a dilapidated dump. It's unbelievable
it was built in the 60s. It's way outlived its usefulness.
So you sound like you're pumped.
I think that it's always advantageous when stadiums are downtown.
I would agree.
I like it in theory. I just think this site doesn't work great. But if they can make it work, great. I'm happy for everybody. I'm not going to be somebody that's going to 8 games a year there. I like to watch it in my house.
It's great that Harris and company are paying out of their pocket, but that also means they're going to pass along a lot of that financial burden
to the fans
and the season ticket holders. I'm sure that they're going to be PSLs attached.
You're going to pay for it.
Yeah, you're going to wind up subsidizing the new stadium now, at some point.
We're going to have Rick Snyder on at 7 o'clock, and he's of the mindset that until they actually start digging,
right,
he's not going to believe it. And there are still plenty of political hurdles which could stop the process because, look, the city is committing supposedly $850 million to it. Meanwhile, they're supposedly doing $410 million in budget cuts.
Right.
So on the one hand, they're having to cut the budget. On the other hand, they're adding $850 million to build a stadium.
Well, that's what they have to do to enable to do it. You're going to have to cut to come up with the money to do that.
Hey, Valdez, is your guy Wes Moore, governor of Maryland, in full-blown panic this morning? Is he just like...
He's probably rage lifting right now as we speak.
You're probably right.
All right, we'll bang out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. Listen, I think the sentimental part of everyone is excited for it to be back at the old site. I just think it's not perfect. But it'll be awesome. All these new stadiums... They just blow you away when you go inside. So that maybe will just carry the day. And I just hope that the access is, it's easy for fans to get to and from. That's always a concern.
86% of the early voters say they are pumped for the Commanders to be back at RFK.
From a PR perspective, the Harris group just can't hit more home runs. I mean, they're they're Babe Ruth.
They're crushing it.
They're just coming in and hit home runs every time.
Well, yes. They also took over for the most incompetent owner in sports.
They did have the lowest bar.
True.
So but it wasn't very hard.
But yeah. their first coaching hire seems to be a home run so far. Their GM group, the home run so far. The quarterback they've drafted, home run so far. I mean, they're like whiffing on almost nothing. I mean, it's quite incredible what they've been able to accomplish. If they could get this into the end zone, as I think the guy that JP Finley talked to yesterday said, it's in the red zone.
They're in the red zone with this one.
And remember, we all were just kind of convinced that the Caps and Wizards were going to move to down the street in Virginia, to Arlington or wherever the hell that group area
Alexandria.
Was. Alexandria. And that fell through. So it's never over till it's
this
over.
This is still just a report. This is not a finalized deal by any stretch.
No, but it's growing steam because a lot of people are reporting.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Will in Stafford. What do you think? I think everybody, just from a sentimental standpoint, is pretty pumped about it. Will, what's up?
Hey guys. Good morning. I'm excited, but I'm kind of reserved on it. I'm a season ticket holder. My buddies, we all go, we tailgate. We've talked about for the last year and a half, we're worried about PSLs, 15, 20, 30 grand up front. They might implement it before 2030 to help get the construction rolling, could cover it, but that'll sting a little bit. But the tailgate aspect, losing that, I would assure you, same with you guys. None of us would want to take public transportation to an NFL game, especially, living down here in Stafford. But, going to the games as a kid at RFK, was great. But I just don't know. I think I'd rather have Virginia or Maryland. I hate to be a downer, but that's my view. It would be nice to see Tailgate Ted lose his tailgate. I can't stand that guy. I think his tailgate's overrated.
So mean. Why are you so mean?
Why do you hate him?
You're pro tailgate, but you hate Tailgate Ted.
I mean, all that guy does is raise money for a lot of great organizations with his tailgates.
Why?
He's a good dude.
Why?
Nah, guys, the real tailgate's in the red lot. All the guys that don't go to his tailgate, a lot of guys
he's
come
a
to
tailgate
ours, man.
Poser.
We have
I didn't know that there's
it's
tailgate.
Like a it's like a turf war.
I didn't know there was a turf war.
It's the Sharks and the Jets.
That guy on social media is so pompous. He pumps himself up. His food's horrible. His grill's disgusting. The Steak King EB pulled out a great steak, even with that terrible grill.
Thank you. That is true.
Can't stand the guy.
That is true. Guys. All right, thank you, Will.
I didn't know there was anti-tailgate Ted sentiment out there.
I didn't know that there was a rivalry. There were tailgate rivals.
I was unaware
I thought everybody
of this.
Were all at peace together.
Yeah, isn't tailgating a big happy family?
Isn't everyone coming together because of the team and unifying
not.
Over one common goal?
A lot of jealousy.
That guy wants ADs.
Yes.
He's jealous of tailgate Ted's AD deposits.
Oh, I know Tailgate Ted will be calling.
All right, let's go to Kevin.
Oh, he should fire back.
I mean, Tailgate's got to be upset I'm sure he'll find a little nook and cranny somewhere to tailgate, but
I don't think Tailgate Ted is a little more classier.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, well, definitely. Yeah. By the way, if there's no tailgating, that completely disrupts his brand. His brand needs
over.
Yeah,
disrupts his brand. Disrupts his life.
He needs to go back to the drawing board.
He'll be pregame Ted.
Pregame
Ted.
Food truck Ted. That's all. You can also work with that.
Maybe
Ted, you might want to go workshop some things.
Look, I think, like you say, how can they stop tailgate? People are just going to pop their trunk and they're going to tailgate. Yeah. But if you just don't have that area, that communal area where thousands of people,
how much surface parking will be available? That's a huge question.
Chick-fil-A platter, Ted.
Chick-fil-A nugs, Ted. Yeah. Oh, those are always a hit. If you show up at any event with a big ass tray of Chick-fil-A nuggets, you're looked at like a conquering hero. You just are.
They pointed to the Viking Stadium when we talked about this a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. And if you look outside where the Vikings play, which I believe is U.S. Bank
That's
Stadium,
yep.
There's an area where they can have 3,000 guests, where they can have concerts and people are out there. So it's not tailgating. In the sense of you have an
but
RV.
That's not even that much. Yes. Like 3,000 out of 60,000.
Okay, but there's tons of people milling around, having food,
but that
with different stands.
95% of people can't participate in that. Well, like 3,000.
They're going to have to get used to it.
They're just going
to,
you know what?
Well, that's,
just,
deal.
That's just the communal space. People still tailgate in the parking garages and things like that.
Yeah. It's just going to be different.
It'll
it's
be
just
different.
Be weird.
It'll be different.
But, you know, I'm excited for the fancy new stadium. Those are always cool. Although it doesn't really matter, impact the play on the field, which is ultimately all that matters.
Well, where it can impact the field is the home field advantage. Can you build up a home field advantage? Now, they were starting to do that towards the end of the year.
I think they can. You win.
Truss Way talked about the Falcons game being a turning point, that they came out of the locker room, and that's somebody who's been here through all the terrible losses, and he said that the crowd really helped them win that game.
Yeah. You win, they'll come. Kevin Lanham, what's up, buddy? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Are you pumped? Are you a little more cautiously reserved about it, or are you just totally against it? Kevin, what's up?
Good morning, Junks. Thanks for taking my call as usual.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, I'm from Lanham, and that stadium is right in my backyard.
Yep.
I'm kind of against it because of all the traditions and all the stuff that we're going to miss, like the tailgates. The other gentleman just talked about the PSLs. I've been following all these new stadiums. They're putting in less seats. And it's like in my youth, I couldn't afford these tickets.
Hold on, Kevin. Like, hold on. You're gonna miss the tradition of FedEx Field. Are you?
No, he said the tailgate.
He's just like the tailgate.
Okay. Listen. I'm talking about I'm not talking about the losing or the dilapidated stadium. I'm talking about the camaraderie, the fandom. Even players coming out to the tailgate after games and coming in and cohorsing with us.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm an adult and I can afford these tickets, now you're going to have to pay a king's ransom just to afford it. It's going to be a battle between the haves and the have-nots with these new stadiums. Mm-hmm. They're going to have less seats, and you're going to have to buy license just to buy season tickets. And I was like, I was dreading that. And then on top of it, when you go into FedEx Field, there's four lanes to go in, and it's still traffic. Mm-hmm. How many lanes do you think D.C. is going to make to go to RFK?
Well, they're going to try and alleviate it with public transportation.
Yeah, but I hate
as much as they can. Yeah.
I do hate that.
Yeah, if you don't like public transit, you're not going to enjoy going to the stadium.
Yeah.
Look, there's a give and take.
Thank you, buddy.
There's a give and take.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You get the nostalgia of the old RFK site. You got to potentially give up some tailgating, and you're going to pay some high prices. That's just the.
I'm afraid
we already pay high prices. Like, it's not going to be new. It might. It's going to be higher prices.
It's going to be more.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, I think I've seen people pay as much as $100 for parking now.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm a proponent of the public transportation.
I saw a sign for parking at Nats Park, $100.
Right.
For a regular season Nats game.
It's nuts, isn't it?
I thought I can believe it. I can remember it being like 50 if you'd park like right across the street or right there or whatever. Is it up to 100 now?
I mean, the sign that I saw like last week.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think people are going to be, remember, it's not going to have that same charm. It's not, you know, it's not going to be RFK. It's not going to be rocking. You know what I mean? The stadium's not going to be like shaking.
Well, that's because they used to have cheap aluminum bleachers.
Yeah, I know, but that's what part of the charm of it was. I can remember still, I mean, Xfinity Center, whatever they call it these days, is cool. It's nothing like Cole. Cole Fieldhouse destroyed it. And it's not the same. It's more sterile. It's just
bigger.
It's bigger. Just, yeah. It doesn't have the same vibe.
No, but it's bigger and newer.
But it's newer. Yeah.
But you're going to have the top of the line video screens.
Yeah.
And I'm sure whatever architect is in charge, you know, at one point there was a guy that wanted to build a moat.
I love
that they're going to maximize.
Wow, that was Bruce Allen after drinking.
They're
going to
maximize the sight lines. They're going to maximize the sound.
It's just not going to be the same.
Sure.
But that's cool. As long as people are happy, if the vast majority of people are happy, that's a home run.
Well, I mean,
it's definitely the sentimental choice.
The people who live in the city, I don't know how happy, if you're living in the city, because you're going to get taxed. Because half the money coming from the city is going to be from taxes.
Right, of course.
And that's going to be paid in installments. So I can't imagine everyone's going to be happy about that. We don't care, because we're not going to be going to the games, and we're not going to be getting taxed. But
I'll go to some games.
D.C. residents, they're going to get taxed.
Yeah, but we'll angle for free tickets. That's that is the...
That's for sure. That's, and parking.
That's the way...
Two games this year.
I know you'll go to some of the games,
right,
JP, but you're not going to go, you know, once. Yes. You're not going to go each game. You're not going to go to eight a year.
You're not going to be a regular.
You're welcome to weigh in on the reports that the Commanders in D.C. are close to a $3 billion deal to return the Commanders to the RFK Stadium. Site 800-636-1067. Don't forget, Rick Snyder will join us at 7. He's a little bit of a skeptic, so he'll give an opposing view. That's coming up at 7 a.m. here on The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.